You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
Another night and another international qualifier who unified the Ali Pali crowd in roaring them onto an unlikely victory. This time it was Germany's Kevin Munch, a 29-year-old landscape gardener who saw off the world number 7 with a 3-1 victory. It's now 6 of the world's top 20 who've fallen already in this year's William Hill World Championship, although there were straight sets wins for 5-time world champ Raymond van Barneveld and Grand Prix semi-finalist John Henderson. Tonight it's the turn of 2010 runner-up Simon Whitlock, who faces another German, the Wall, Martin Schindler.
More on tonight's action shortly, but first, let's hear from Raymond van Barneveld. Dan Dawson caught up with a 5-time world champion on the back of his first round victory in this year's William Hill World Darts Championship.
He started last year, he started from scratch, and now he's number 33 in the world. I'm thinking, hold on, of course he got nothing to defend because he was starting from zero, but to be the number 33 in the world in 1 year time and going to the Worlds, that you have an amazing year, of course. So I was warned. I'm thinking this is not an easy game, you know. Everyone's saying to me, Ray, you're going to do this. Yeah, well, hold on. I never easy games. Last year got Robbie Green, Jamie Lewis a couple of years ago, Michael Smith. So I was warned, and maybe that's good for me because I'm better against players when I know I have to play well. Yeah.
You are safely through to the second round of the William Hill World Championship. You've done some incredible things on this stage. Do you feel that your game is in a position at the moment for you to do yet more incredible things this year?
Yeah. This means all and everything for me. Sometimes I think, Ray, I'm going to save energy the whole year to perform well here. It looks like it, you know. It's so weird. Here I'm a different guy. Here I'm a different player. And love the World Championship. The crowd is amazing. Everyone is here. The journalists from all over the world wanted to know what you're gonna do, you know. And it feels warm. It feels amazing. Yeah. And you keep on dreaming. You know, dreaming is not bad. You know, I know I'm not the best player in the world anymore, but I'm telling myself I still can do this. For the last 3 years, I went semis. You know, so why not go into the final now? And I know. Maybe the road until the final is Mike in the quarterfinals. But I proved that I beat him on a couple of occasions, you know. So you have to perform really well to go through. First things first, Kyle Anderson on Sunday, and he's a fantastic player as well. Won the Auckland Masters. He's performing brilliant, and I love him. I love this guy, you know. He's an amazing guy, a fantastic player. But at the end, one goes through.
You've won 5 world titles, Ray. If you were to go on and claim a 6th one this year, would this be right up there in your list of achievements? But do you think it's harder now to win?
Of course. Don't get me wrong, you know. I don't want to offend people. But when I start playing in the PDC, you know, the first 2, 3, 4 rounds sometimes, until the last 16, to the last 8, were a lot easier than now. Now every round, you know, I'm 72 going 32, you know, now and playing Richard Nord, which is 33 in the world. Tough, you know. It's not easy anymore. Even Adrian is playing Kevin Munch now from Germany. They all can play darts. Guys like Corin Kedby, you know, Max Hopp, a lot of good players sitting at home, you know. They're not here anymore, you know. So for them players, it's tough to qualify for a world championship. And for me, I'm still there, still top 10 in the world. But for me, counts the same. I have to perform well. And I think I did myself proud tonight in my country. Yeah, I'm really happy with this 102 average and the winning of this game.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
Day 7 of the William Hill World Darts Championship here at Alexandra Palace, and we're well into this first round now. First match up this evening in the qualifiers, Zhao Chen Zong takes on the New Zealander Bernie Smith. Now both these players are not used to this massive stage at Alexandra Palace in front of this big crowd as well. Bernie Smith comes from New Zealand, been playing against some of the top players down there for a while. He's a good old time dart player, and it's Bernie Smith to win this one. Next game up, Michael Smith takes on Steve Lennon. Now, we've seen a lot of seeds go out of this tournament already this year, and this could be another upset if Michael Smith's not in his game. We know how good Michael Smith can be. Big scorer, got a raw talent. However, he doesn't know how to grind a result out, where Steve Lennon has been making big inroads into the PDC ranks. He's played exceptionally well all year. He's not scared of anybody. He's taken some big scalps, and he may take another scalp this evening. I am going to go with Michael Smith, but this one could be dodgy. Next game up, Simon Whitlock takes on the German Martin Schindler. Now, Simon Whitlock's had a bit of a dull spell over the last year and a half. However, the last 6 months, a lot of hard work's been put in, and we're seeing the benefits. He's playing back to some of his form that see him in the Premier League. However, he takes on a young German, Martin Schindler, was in the World Cup, knows what the big crowds are all about, been playing exceptionally well on our European tour. But I just think that Simon Whitlock's got the scoring power that's going to get him down to the doubles and win this match. And it's the William Hill treble for me, the win for Whitlock, most 180s and the highest checkout.
Hello and welcome to Tungsten Tales. My name's Mackenzie Cadman and here we are previewing every first round game of the William Hill World Darts Championship with Macy Ace, Chris Mason. So, first game on Wednesday the 20th, we have Zhao Cheng Zong taking on Bernie Smith. Two players we don't know a lot about, came through from their respective countries in the qualifiers. Played Justin Pipe in the last game.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he scores about 87 on a Scrabble board. Two guys that have come through their respective qualifiers from their home nations. And the winner playing Justin Pipe, who's another guy that seems to just be finding a bit more form again. He's speeded up his throw, went well at the Players' Championships, yeah. made a semi-final, beat some good names en route, had a fabulous game with William O'Connor there and got through it 10-9, so he will come into this tournament with a lot of confidence, and both these guys are going to be very, very nervous, and they'll never have seen anything quite like the Ali Pali stage or the crowd. So I expect that the first one's going to be a very edgy affair. And like I say, we don't know enough about either of them. We don't know how they're going to respond. No. Some people over the years we've seen go up there and absolutely love it and have a blast. But whoever comes through that one's going to have a tough game against Justin Pipe because, you know, as we know and it's well documented, he's not the quickest player in the world. Although the thing is with Justin, in fairness, he throws his dart slowly, but he gets up there as quick as possible and gets out of the way. So actually in terms of, you know, some of the other guys are a little bit quicker that meander up and take them out one at a time.
Mensa,
you know,
which Mensa can do sometimes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Mensa knows how to slow a game up and speed, you know, speed up and slow it down. But yeah, I don't know who's going to come through the first one. I don't know enough about them. But whoever does come through, you'd expect to see Justin Pipe in round two.
Yeah, it'd be a tough game for them against Justin Pipe on Wednesday. Second game on Wednesday the 20th, we've got Michael Smith, Bully Boy, taking on the new Irish man, Steve Lennon. He's playing very, very well. I'm quite excited about the next couple of years with Steve.
I'm quite excited about this game.
Yeah.
For me, I should imagine they'll price Smithy up a bit, big favourite. I wouldn't have any confidence. I mean, I rate Michael Smith highly. He's, you know, he's another one of these young breed of players that have come through the system. Won Euro Tours, gone deep in majors, very, very capable player. But this Steve Lennon, he's another one that, you know, in that Richard North bracket that potentially maybe next year or the year after will do a Rob Cross.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a fabulous young talent, looks fearless, just stands there and just fires them into that treble 20. Relentless.
He's got a lovely throw as well. I think his action, his power on release, everything about him. He's so quiet on stage.
Yep. And
he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say boo to a goose. He can play darts though, and that's the main thing. And I think coming into these tournaments for these young lads right now, it's all experience for these next couple. We've got Taylor going. Whoever's going to be the next one to retire, they're all going to be dropping soon. And we're seeing this breed of young players come through.
And we've got that group of players around sort of 12 to 20 that are just sort of, you know, where are they in their career? Are they gonna sort of find another level at their age? Mm. You know, and with how long have they been playing? And you've got guys like these who are chasing up behind them. It's a tough game. You know, I wouldn't confidently have any money on Michael Smith in this one. But same again, I wouldn't really have a a great deal of money. I would look at this match that, you know, this match is a minimum four-setter. There's no way either one of them's going to win 3-0 for me. So again, I'd look at the market of plus 3.5 sets in this one.
Two. Can I push you for a name?
I don't know. I think Lennon could frustrate him. I'll go for a bit of an upset. I think Lennon could upset. Could, you know, we've seen it with Smith before. If it, you know, he's one of them guys. He's one of those that are caught. They're not an aimer. Mm. You know, he doesn't aim. It all comes down the side of his face.
Yeah.
It's very natural. He relies heavily on that first dart being in. If it's not, his adjustment darts can start to spray, especially when he's going to get pushed. And we know Lennon will push him. I certainly wouldn't put him in an accumulator, but as a single bet for a bit of sport, I'd have a little bit of... I'd probably back Lennon in the handicap market.
Third game on Wednesday the 20th, we see the Wizard Simon Whitlock take on the Wall Martin Schindler, who, for me, has done quite well this year in points. Simon is in and around. It's whether Simon brings his A game to see whether he gets through here.
He's been losing too many matches to players that he should, you know, realistically be beating comfortably.
Yeah.
Not ending up having a battle with the Grand Slam. He sort of exposed himself there and didn't really get the results that he should have got. Yeah. Lost crucial games and again against opponents you expect him to win.
Yeah.
And Schindler, he's another one. He's a fearless little he's a little terrier, isn't he? He's seen a lot of him on the Euro tours. Good player. German's number one for me at the minute. He's overtaken Hop. Another potential banana skin for Whitlock. Whitlock gets himself involved in a scrap. You know, again, a potential upset on the cards.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought so. This format's long. I think Whitlock will have time to work things out if it's not going his way. You know, when it's a short race to six, you know, that's a totally different format to this. Best of five setter. And for me, experience will be key.
Yeah, it's like you say, Martin had a very good World Cup with Germany and Max Hopp. It's going to be interesting to see whether Simon can stop his scoring power on his checkouts, because he can pinch legs, Martin, on big checkouts where they have, well, from 90s to 160s.
He uses them very thin points.
The
reflex points, yeah. And he's another one. If his first dart's going in, he hits a stack of 180s because he can group them so tightly together using them reflex points. Tough match. No way I can see a 3-0 win. Whitlock, favourite, should win. Does he win 3-0? No. Definitely plus 3.5 sets in this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.